This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday hump day, we have done it. The week is almost over. Well, kind of. It's over halfway over. And I'm in such a good mood, which is weird because there's a couple dark things we have to talk about tonight. We are going to talk about the coming dictator, if you will. Don't worry. I'll explain myself in a moment. Don't overthink it right now. I'll explain myself in a moment. An hour from now, we are going to continue. I'll probably finish the siege of Malta. We did the first hour of that an hour or two of last night. Selena Zito is going to come up in the third hour. She did this fascinating piece on miners and mining. I know I'm a huge nerd. I have always found mining to be, one, fascinating, and two, it's one of the most important professions there is. People just don't ever think about it. Pulling things out of the ground and using them is amazing. We'll talk about all that. Katie Porker had a meltdown in an interview and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, of course, I will address the face of climate change, the climate change communist who lit California on fire and burned down the Palisades. All that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to talk about something that's been going on. You know, we're not going to rehash a bunch of other things here, a bunch of stuff we've already talked about, but the surge in National Guard troops and ICE troops into these foreign countries like Portland and Chicago. Remember, these are foreign countries now, hard to accept. I hate it. You hate it. They are not America anymore. Foreign countries, just as communist as North Korea, countries that have now dedicated themselves to the protection of illegal aliens, letting criminals out of jail. I mean, the works. Even the police departments have been completely rotted out. The police departments are so rotted out, and this is going to matter here in a moment. Kristi Noem had to fly out to Portland, and she sat down with them, and she said, I mean, she sat down with the mayor, chief of police, and she basically said, your police are going to start helping or else.
What I told him is that if he did not follow through on some of these security measures for our officers, we were going to cover him up with more federal resources, and that we were going to send four times the amount of federal officers here so that the people of Portland could have some safety.
Okay. How bad is it? This is Brandon Johnson trying to talk over, walk away, refuse to answer a very direct question about something that happened in his city.
An illegal alien from Nicaragua grabbed a woman on the north side last
question?
Week, bashed her head into the...
By the way, hear how quickly he interrupted, got hostile? Just hearing the word illegal... grabbed the woman on the north side and immediately started trying to stop the question.
An illegal alien from Nicaragua grabbed a woman on the north side last
question?
Week. Bashed her head into the sidewalk, knocked her unconscious, and raped her. If that had been your wife, Stacy.
Okay, all right, we're not going to answer. Thank you. Thanks,
William. All right.
Would you want ICE to deport her?
All right. Let's move on.
Yes or no?
Let's move on.
Answer the question as a man. Not as mayor, but as a man. Would you want
thanks.
ICE
Thank you.
To deport that rapist?
Yeah. All right. Tamon?
Okay.
Mayor.
That's the answer. That's the answer for real Chicago.
Cops have to be threatened. The mayor won't answer the questions, protects these people. The judges protect these people. Remember those people who got in trouble for ramming federal vehicles, tracking ICE, ramming their vehicles, trapping them?
And so she has ordered them freed pending their trial. Now their cases have...
Judge already turned them loose. Okay. So that brings me to... I mean, you're already aware the Texas National Guard is going to Chicago. I have said before on the show, many, many, many times before, but I know we have some new listeners, so let me just rehash. I do not want a dictator ever. I want to be free. I want to live in a free country, a representative republic. But I believe one is coming. A right-wing dictator. I believe one is coming. Because having hostile foreign nations inside your border is not a situation that can continue as a country without end. We have occupied territory now within our borders. We have large, important urban areas who are run by traitors, by people who protect criminals and try to crush the law-abiding, people who actually bring in as many illegals as they possibly can, allow them to murder and rape, and then do everything they can to stop the federal government from arresting them and deporting them. This is not a situation that can continue without end. So let's just make a couple predictions here. Pretty easy predictions, dark predictions, but things you've heard me say before on the air, just acknowledging the reality of where we are. You know how many times I check my phone a day to see if today is the day that a federal agent, a federal officer, a National Guard soldier has been killed? It's coming. You know it's coming. I know it's coming. Doesn't take a genius to figure it out. We have guys arrested with Molotov cocktails outside of a church where he thought the Supreme Court was going to be. They're already running ambush formations with their cars against ICE. It's coming. It's coming. We wake up tomorrow and we see a National Guard soldier lying dead on the sidewalk in Chicago or Portland. God forbid. By the way, I pray to God I'm wrong. But we wake up tomorrow and we see this. And then I come on the air that night and I say, okay, no more National Guard. Send the National Guard home. Now I want the United States Marines to go in. I want Brandon Johnson, mayor of Chicago. I want him, the entire Chicago City Council, the head of police, I believe it's called the superintendent in Chicago, not the chief, superintendent. I want all the Chicago police leadership, the mayor, the city council, and anyone else involved. I want them thrown immediately in a military prison and whisked off somewhere. I want martial law implemented in the city of Chicago, where the United States president will run things through Marine Corps leadership, and the United States Marines will spend the next 60 to 90 days arresting and in some cases just flat out killing criminals and gang members in the city of Chicago until they're all dead or in cages. Would you support that? Chris is already nodding his head. You're probably ready to support it now. But you see how ugly this is going to get? Because it's coming. Everything I'm talking about is coming. And you're probably already there. And I hate where we are. And the worst part about this, the worst part, I'm not going to spend any more time on this. We're going to move off this segment. I'm in too good of a mood. The worst part about this is there is nothing that you can do about it or I can do about it. The only entity in this country that can turn down the rhetoric, the only entity that can turn down the temperature of the communists are other communists. It has to come from the media. It has to come from Democrat politicians. It has to come from their college professors. It has to come from their leadership. You can't do it. But you know it's not going to happen. So let's just stop wishing for days that will never come. They tried to kill a bunch of congressmen at a baseball game. The rhetoric didn't change. They shot Donald Trump in the ear and blew someone else's head off in the process. The rhetoric didn't change. Someone then tried to kill him on the golf course. The rhetoric didn't change. Charlie Kirk died, 3 weeks ago? Out in the open, on videotape. You watched it on Instagram. The rhetoric didn't change. The rhetoric is not going to change. It's going to go up, 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 up. all the way up from here. The leading candidate for to be Democrat nominee for president of the United States of America is currently on a speaking tour telling all the rabid animals that make up the Democrat base that there won't be an election in 2028. The rhetoric is not going to change, and therefore people are going to keep dying on our side. And the result of that is going to be a strong man. I like J.D. Vance. Right now, he's easily the leader in the clubhouse. By the time 2028 gets here, he might be too soft for what we're looking for. That's where I think we're going. I just had to get it off my chest. We're going to go make fun of Katie Porker. We're going to do emails. We have history coming up. It's going to be a great show. I just had to vent that all out there. Before we talk Katie Porker, I want to talk about your job. Well, specifically, I want to talk about the comfort you get from your dog when you get home from your job. Isn't it so nice? I know for me, when I get home at night, before the kids can even get to me, before Ob can get to me, although she's already in there, Jessie, who gets to me first? It's that big, fluffy, idiot Fred bum rushes me every night. It's wonderful, isn't it? What makes you feel better than that? And it's heartbreaking to think there'll be a day when that doesn't happen, when he's gone. I want an extra year with Fred. That's what Rough Greens is to me. It's an extra year or two with my dog because I get to give him vitamins and minerals, antioxidants, probiotics. I give him things that keep him alive. Rough Greens is America's number one dog supplement because it keeps our dogs healthy and alive. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 214-ROUGH-DOG. Promo code Jesse or roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. Katie Porker, next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, what is that horrible music? What was that? Oh, that was the Cars? Sorry about what I just said. I feel okay. I said I was sorry about what I just said. I just didn't know that part of the song. I hadn't heard that. I hadn't heard that in a while. Can we delete that? We're live. We can't. Okay, never mind. Speaking of which, I'm not going to be here Friday. Let me just go ahead and get this out of the way right now. The next 2 months are nightmarish for work travel. Don't ask me how this happened. I have to fly here. I have to fly there. I have to do this. I had to do that. Don't yell at me. It is not my fault. I am not going on vacation. I swear I'm not going down to the Bahamas or Mexico. On Friday, I won't be here. That means tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. You need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to treat it like a Friday. All 3 hours belong to you. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right? All right, so that was an ugly beginning. It's about to get uglier because we're going to talk about Katie Porker. Now, listen, Katie Porker, in case you don't know, and some people may not know, everyone from California knows, Katie Porker has been a congresswoman from California, member of the House. Katie Porker then, you know, most members of the House eventually try to end up being senators, or I shouldn't say they the most try, most want to be senators. And if the opportunity arises, they try to get a larger, more powerful office where they only have to run for office every 6 years. Katie Porker just tried to run for Senate in California, didn't make it. Okay, too bad, so sad. But she quickly regrouped, and not only is she running to be governor of California, according to the last poll I saw, although I suspect that may change in the coming days, according to the last poll I saw, she was comfortably in the lead in the Democrat primary. Comfortably in the lead. She was blowing out the field like it's a toilet. She was just blowing everybody. What, Chris? Why do you make that fit? Anyway, so that's Katie Porker. But there's more, you see. There's a thing about being a terrible person and the size of your platform. If you are, let's say you're just starting out at your company, maybe you're young, maybe you just switched jobs, and you're just starting out at a low-level position in your company. I think I usually use Coca-Cola. I don't know even why I do that, but we're going to use that. It's a big company. I enjoy a Coke every now and then. I'll use Coca-Cola. Let's say you're just starting out, and you're a low-level employee in the marketing department at Coca-Cola, and you are a terrible person. You treat everyone around you like crap. Now, that's not great, but it's not the end of the world yet, because how many people care about the entry-level marketing person at Coca-Cola? Sure, the word's going to get around the office that, hey, stay away from Bob if you see him in the lunchroom, but overall, it's not going to be that big of a deal. But what if you're really good at your job? You keep getting promoted and keep getting promoted and keep getting promoted. And soon, you're the CEO of Coca-Cola. And you, of course, will be still that terrible person you've been, treating everyone around you like crap. You're rude to everybody, demanding to everybody. It goes from being a small little workplace thing where three people in the marketing department know to they're printing stories about you on the front page of the New York Post for throwing your stapler at your secretary for being a minute late to work. It turns into a national, possibly international story that you are a horrible person. And this is the problem for people like Katie Porker. If you are a member of the House of Representatives, now that's a very important job. It's a very lofty thing. You are making laws, the budget, and I got it. But there's a lot of them. 435 of them at my last count. There's a lot of them. And yes, you're going to represent 500,000, 700,000, 300,000 people. Somewhere in there, you're going to represent some people. And you will possibly have some notoriety, depending on how much media you do. But if you do things like pour boiling potatoes on your husband, it'll be a little news story. Oh, do you think I was making that up, Chris? Yeah, go look up Katie Porker. She's not a pleasant human being. If you dump hot potatoes on your husband, it'll be more of a story where you might know it because you're the hyper-informed. I might know it because I'm the hyper-informed, but Norma will have no idea. You can pour boiling potatoes on your husband and get away with it as a member of the House. The problem is if you're an ambitious... I know, Chris, I told you to look it up. Did you think I was... Chris thought I was making it up. I told you. Just a horrible person. How would that even occur to you? And honestly, she's not the type I would think to look at her to just waste food. But anyway, that's beside the point. If you end up trying to be governor, it's a bigger deal. And the problem is you normally can't stop being a terrible person when you try to be governor. We are going to have so much fun dissecting the Katie Porker interview that's going around the world. Before we do that, just thinking of her reminds me that we all need to work out. And here's the problem. Lots of times we don't have the energy to work out. You know, you're not going to get up. Lots of people aren't going to get up at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning and work out. That means you have to work out later. But do you feel like working out when you get home from work? Or when the kids get home from school and you got to make dinner? Do you feel like working out? Lots of people are friggin' gassed. They don't want to do it. Chalk is here to give you that energy. Chalk is here so you feel like it. You know, I have so many days. You know what time I get off, right? 9 o'clock Eastern time. It's 8 o'clock my time here. There are days when I get home. It's 8:30. And I'm so full of pep. I got to go for a walk. I got to go lift something. I have to do something. That's what 3 years on a male vitality stack from Chalk has done for me. Start some natural herbal supplements and change your life. Chalk will change your entire life. Don't be like Katie Porker. Chalk.com/Jesse. CHOQ.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You're Ask Dr. Jesse questions. If you missed any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Part two of Siege of Malta comes up a half hour from now. Part one was last night. It was all the background. I'm not covering all the background again tonight. If you missed it, it would help. It's not necessary, but it would help. Now, Katie Porker, like we just laid out, running for governor of California. She has what can only be interpreted as a disastrous interview. And this is what happens when you are used to having a small audience, when you only have a few people watching you and listening to what you have to say. You can get away with being terrible. You can get away with pouring boiling potatoes on your husband and treating your staff like garbage. When you are running to be the governor of the largest, most powerful state in the United States of America, it's going to bring more eyeballs. And the problem is, it's actually similar to the problem Dome faced when she ran for president. Dome was so terrible and is so terrible at, well, everything. Terrible at speaking because she never had to improve. She never had to get better than what she is. She could be a moron and rise through the ranks. Katie Porker is a horrible, mean human being. And even in Democrat states, this kind of stuff might not fly. Listen, though. Listen to the entitlement.
But you just said you don't need those Trump voters.
Well, you asked me if I needed them to win.
So you don't.
I feel like this is unnecessarily argumentative. What is your question?
The question is the same thing I asked everybody, that this is being called the empowering voters to stop Trump's power grab. Every other candidate has answered this question. This is not
correct. And I said I support it.
So, and the question is, what do you say to the 40% of voters who voted for Trump?
Oh, I'm happy to say that. It's the do you need them to win part that I don't understand. I'm happy to answer the question as you have it written, and I'll answer it.
Just ask the question as you have it written. Why are you asking me questions that are outside of what was written down? Oh, it gets even better.
And what I'm saying to you is that...
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Okay. Thank you.
You're not going to do the interview with us?
Nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with 7 follow-ups to every single question you ask.
Every other...
These communists who are raised politically in these environments... They can't deal with the tiniest amount of pushback at all. There's not. It's the lady isn't even pushing back. She's not even some conservative. It's not like she's you or me. She's not even arguing with her. Basic questions, and Katie Porker's ready to throw potatoes at her.
Candidate has answered.
I don't care. I don't care. I want to have a pleasant, positive conversation in which you ask me about every issue on this list. And if every question you're going to make up a follow-up question, then we're never going to get there.
Ms.
And
Porter,
we're just going to circle around.
I am an investigative reporter.
I have never
reporter.
Had to do this before, ever.
You've never had to...
I've never had to do this before, ever. This woman is a well-seasoned member of the United States House of Representatives, got asked a softball follow-up question, and she responds with, I've never even had to do this before.
Question, you're going to make up a follow-up question, then we're never going to get there.
Ms.
And
Porter,
we're just going to circle around.
I am an investigative
reporter. I have never
reporter.
Had to do this before, ever.
You've never had to have a conversation
an interview.
With
to end an
reporter.
Interview.
I've never had to do this before. I ran for Congress twice and lost twice. This was every interview I ever did. I've never had to do this before.
Okay, but every other candidate has done this.
I'm running for governor because I'm a leader. So I am going to make...
So you're not going to answer questions from reporters? Okay, why don't we go through? I will continue to ask follow-up questions because that's my job as a journalist, but I will go through and ask these. And if you don't want to answer, you don't want to answer. So nearly every legislative
I don't want to have an unhappy experience with you, and I don't want this all on camera.
I don't want to have an unhappy experience with you either. I would love to continue to ask these questions so that we can show our viewers what every candidate feels about every one of these issues that they care about.
You know why sometimes, not all the time at all, depends on the parenting, but do you know why sometimes children who grow up wealthy struggle when they go out into the real world? Because life has been so easy for so long. Life has been devoid of the normal challenges other people have faced. And so when they leave the mansion and then they go out in the real world and they have to get new tires on their car and they have to show up at work on time. And if you want to get promoted, you have to be better and work harder and be smarter than the people around you. When you actually have to earn things, they've spent 18 years not having to do that and having to do the most basic things in the world. It's a complete shock to the system, and they don't know how to deal with it at all. And this is a problem that wealthy people and kings have talked about throughout history. How do I have my son, the prince, even know what hard work is? This is the problem Democrat politicians from blue states like California have nationally, and it's why oftentimes it does not translate to being nationally palatable to people. If you come up, in fact, did you know that's why Gavin Newsom hangs out mostly with Republicans when he can? And it's why Gavin Newsom watches Fox News every night. Did you know that? You know why Gavin Newsom does that? Because he knows exactly what I just said is true. He watches people like Kamala Harris. He watches Katie Porker, and he sees that they're not ready. The ultimate political rich kids who've never been challenged, never a follow-up question. The whole thing has been handed to them. They've been coddled from birth. Here's your new Corvette, honey. Congrats on getting a driver's license. And they're not ready for life. And because Gavin Newsom says because he knows he is also a beneficiary of that, he has to wade into Republicanism on purpose so he knows how to talk. And believe me, this is no advocacy for that slime ball. God forbid he ever become president. But this is why he does it. It's very, very, it's a very savvy thing to do. That way you never sound like this in an interview when you have to walk into Iowa and sit down with someone in Des Moines.
And what I'm saying to you is that...
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Okay. Thank you.
You're not going to do the interview with us?
Nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with 7 follow-ups to every single question you ask.
Every other candidate has answered
I don't care.
Follow-ups.
I don't care. I want to.
You can't walk into Pennsylvania. You can't walk into Pittsburgh or even Philadelphia, which is as blue as it comes. You can't walk into Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and sit down with one of the reporters and call the interview because of a follow-up question. But these California politicians are pillow soft. This is what happens when you only are exposed to that. Anyway, let's do some emails before we get to history, and then we're only going to do history for a bit again. I'm going to try to finish it tonight, and then we'll come back and we'll do more politics. But don't shake your head, Chris. It's only going to take a little while. Maybe a little while tonight. Do you love history, though? Hillsdale will teach you all the time. You know how history is free when I do it? There's no cost. I don't charge you for it, nor do I ever intend to. Neither does Hillsdale. The elite institution. The college we all want our kids to get into. Hillsdale College gives out their wisdom for free. You don't just have to wait 10 minutes for me to start Siege of Malta again. Hillsdale, you can go enroll during the break. Learn with your family about capitalism, about Rome, about Sparta, about the Constitution, about the book of Genesis, about the ancient Christian church. Do you want to get a classical education at no cost? Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go. This is something healthy we all should do. I'm not even saying you could do it. We should do it. Free wisdom? Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Wednesday, hump day. I feel good today. I feel really good. I know the opening was a little dark. I do think it's funny, though, before we get to the emails here, it is wild how often it plays out that something terrible will happen and the communists will immediately recognize an opportunity to move the revolution forward. And so they'll pounce on it, and then it turns out to be completely wrong. Remember that horrible fire in California? The president of the United States at the time even got in on it.
So much is at stake. Right now, the existential threat of climate change has never been clearer. Just look across the country, from California to...
Look at California! Look, what did that climate change do? Here with CNN.
There's no fire season in California. It's year-round. But to have this level, the acuity of fires is without precedent. These winds are without precedent. And the challenge is these winds are going to continue on and off, a little bit less intense. Last night, you got 80, 90-mile-hour winds. These guys were just up there to try to mitigate the embers going 2 miles and getting just to go a quarter of a mile to try to save some.
What is the situation with water? Obviously, in Palisades, ran out last night in the hydrants. I was talking to the firefighter on this block. Yeah. They left because there was no water in the hydrant here.
The local folks are trying to figure that out. I mean, just when you have a system, it's not dissimilar to what we've seen in other extraordinarily large-scale fires.
These winds are unprecedented. Why are you driving an SUV? Headline: deadly Palisades fire set maliciously by Florida firebug Jonathan Rinderneck, the feds say. That's the headline from the New York Post. This guy, 29 years old, allegedly set the fire on purpose. Do you know all the fires? Because there's fires all the time. I grew up in Montana, fires all the time. It's practically every summer. Do you know what percentage of fires are set by human beings? 80. It's the norm. So now, sometimes I should clarify, it's by accident. Some moron driving down the highway, burning a heater, flicks it out in the brush. Some idiot in the mountains of Montana doesn't take proper precautions, starts a big campfire, sparks go, big problem. So it happens accidentally, but you know this is something. Of course, the media won't report on it because it would be bad for the revolution. You know this is something that's very, very common. The climate commies, they'll go start fires. They'll start fires because they know then the elite communists will blame climate change. The streets working with the elites over and over and over and over again. Always the same thing. All that matters is the revolution, and everything you do, anything you even want to do, is permissible as long as it is in service to the revolution. You have to kill people, kill people. You got to burn things down, vandalize things, whatever you want to do. If it's in service to the revolution, it's moral. If it hampers the revolution, it is immoral. That's how they think. And a guy was an Uber driver, which it's a tough break. Uber's going to need a new one now. Hopefully they reach out to ZipRecruiter so they can find some, what, Chris? So they can find somebody who's not a little firebug, so they can find someone who's not an animal. Uber, listen to me. ZipRecruiter is the number one hiring site for a reason. Do you want to ensure that your next employee isn't a worthless piece of communist trash? Let ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology sift through all the gunk and find you the Uber driver who doesn't love burning things, all right? And good news, you can try it for free. All employers can try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse allows you to try it for free. Don't get stuck with a bad employee or an arsonist. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse and get your next employee. Hey, Jesse, as we know, the left always blames the right for the things they're doing or want to do. Mayor Johnson of Chicago saying they want a civil war, and seeing others echo this sentiment lately is another escalation. I know this has been happening for a while, but we're watching the escalation before our eyes. Too many think if they ignore it, it will go away. It will not go away. It's not. I talked about this in the opening of the show. It's not going to go away, and the temperature is not going to be turned down. As of right now, the communists have no incentive to turn down the temperature. They just don't have an incentive. And communists, because you cannot appeal to their morality, you have to find the appropriate incentive. Communists, as of right now, will not turn down the rhetoric because there is no incentive for them to do so. Now, for you, look, I'll make it about me. If I found out that you went out and you killed somebody, you even hurt somebody, we won't even make it about death. If I found out you went out and you hurt someone, I was dogging on this show, and you said, when the cops arrested you, you said, I did it because I thought Jesse wanted me to. I would feel bad. I would make adjustments. That would horrify me if you ever, by the way, I don't ever want that. Don't hurt people. If you ever hurt somebody and thought I wanted you to do it, I would feel bad. It would violate my moral code, and I would try to make adjustments. The communists don't have that kind of a moral code. It doesn't exist. Not for them. It doesn't exist. So that's why I've said repeatedly, the only thing they understand is fear and pain. It's all they understand. We have to go after the funding sources. We have to go after the organizers. They have to be arrested like the terrorists they are, arrested, tried, and put in prison. Yelling in front of the Senate that it's going to end doesn't stop a single thing. The organizers, the communist brain trust has to be given an incentive to stop what they're doing. And as of right now, there is no incentive. And you could say, well, them not being popular is an incentive. J.B. Pritzker is fabulously wealthy, and he's the governor of Illinois. If he doesn't end up as president, who cares? Same thing, Gavin Newsom, California. These people don't sit and stress about being nationally popular at all times when they're already wealthy, when they're already popular in their own areas. There's just no incentive for them to stop. The AOCs of the world, too. I mean, she's always pouring gasoline on the flame of things. AOC walks to re-election all day long in the Bronx and she'll probably be a senator from New York whenever she so desires. She can say whatever she wants without end and there will be no consequences at all. And because she has nothing moral against you getting hurt for what you believe, it all works out. All right. Enough politics. We have to return to the siege of Malta. I gave you the background. The Knights of St. John. They're on Malta. They're dug in. They're fortified. Four different towns. The Ottomans, they have landed a fleet. And the battle was about to begin. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.